Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Besides the screen you spent most of your time staring at this week, chances are you are also captivated by a big screen video installation. From billboards to scoreboards, we inform and entertain audiences with our big screen solutions. Visit bigscreenvideo.com.au to see how BSV can bring your space to life.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Carlton Show, round 22 in the bank. Another fantastic, meritorious, gutsy win from this emerging footy team. And the first one for David Teague as the official coach of the Carlton Footy Club. Great to be here, good to be with a couple of long-timers. Steve Purtile.
Hi there, you there? It's me here.
Hello, Bagsy.
Long-timers. Andy, Gex.
Woo!
Clickety-clack, that Carlton roars back. Ring-a-ding-ding, the coach is the king.
Again, I haven't got that much to say about this one, other than, and there's bits and pieces of individuals, but the spirit of this group is there for the football community to see right now, and it was on display again. We kicked the first two. They rattle on the next six. They've got plenty to play for. You know, they've got a coach who's desperate. You can just imagine how Rats would have loved to have had a win against the old mob in that one. Sure. They would have been sawed right up. And they, you know, again, we're four down. This team does not know how to lie down at the moment. Like, it is just – the way it turned it around, too, wasn't – it's not through Patrick Cripps' brilliance. It's not –
that was a dead set grind.
Oh, yeah. But all in, all mucking in. No one, a couple of standout performances, but really, really meritorious win. And that's kind of the benchmark, I reckon, that this group's established for itself now.
Yeah. Oh, really, look, I wrote really down. Good win. I didn't write down meritorious because I didn't know how to spell it, but that was what came to mind. Determined win, courageous, no nonsense, hard work.
Yep,
all and of it that. Typifies what the coach is and what he used to be. And what he's instilled in at the moment. Now, he's all about preparation throughout the week. Get yourself right physically, mentally. Do what you can on the day. If it's not working, leave it up to me.
Mm. That's right. That's what he does. Let the game tell its story, and then I'll adjust.
I'll adjust. Mm. You just make sure you do what I want you to do. If it doesn't happen, don't worry. I'll be making the necessary moves.
Mm.
If that makes any sense. But yeah, after that, Andy, it was, 2-4 to 6-4 at that stage, four behind. You know what, this side's got a bit of resilience. But from that point, it was 9-8 to 4-4.
Mm. Oh, mate.
But it didn't come in a flurry.
No, it was just...
It was, I look back at that third quarter today and, geez, they had opportunities early. I think Membry, Billings and
Mr. Couples.
They missed some easy
shots. Yeah. We did. Lang, Cruiser ran in the open goal. Gibbons ran into an open goal. So it was a bit of tit for tat, but by golly, at the end, that was some win.
The big plays that needed to be made late are the two really big plays that are going to linger for me out of this one. When the game was on the line and it was anyone's to win, two blokes at either end of the spectrum did something pretty special. And you know what I'm going to say. I can tell by the look on your face. Simo's dash off halfback, leaving Jack Loney in his wake, and I fear for Jack Loney now. They're going to look at that tape, and that poor bastard's going to have the worst preseason he's ever had because a 40-year-old bloke's left him in his wake. Simpson's boldness and speed and just the bravery to do what he did was fantastic. Sensational.
That was probably there was plenty of moments in the game, plenty of highlights in the game. But for me, you know, we want this team to be bold and brave. Well, we probably weren't all that bold and brave throughout the day. We did seem to be hugging the boundary line a fair bit. We did start to tug into the middle a little bit, but a couple of them come unstuck.
Hmm.
But that point, I think it was about 6 or 7 minutes to go, Andy.
Yeah,
that,
there were 2 moments.
And he took a mark from an errant kick,
just
and
went.
He just went through the guts. Lace out to DeLuca, who
kicked the goal.
By golly, that's another special moment for a bloke who's, you know, just coming to the side. That's a big moment, Kicks, isn't it? You know,
we don't often finish off all those plays, do we?
No, not really, not really. And that's what hurt us probably throughout the day. It was 58 inside 50s, 58 to us. They had their 54. It was testament to our defence that we kept them down at 10-8 and bugger all chances in the second half for them. I think they only kicked 3-4 in the second half, St Kilda. But 58 inside 50s, again, it's Teague. He wants more inside 50s. Now, I'm pretty sure he wants more quality, and he wants the forward line to function a little better, and the kicker or the one who tries to complete that play a little better as well. But, you know, sometimes quantity for this side is going to get you a result.
Keep going well often enough. That's what they say. Get to enough contests.
And the
keep
damn wall busted
a
little
bit. Yeah, keep going, keep going. And the other one, and so the other end of the spectrum, and this is just because it was a game of, it was a real arm wrestle. I thought it was a really good contest between two sides that really wanted to win. And at the end, there were the two moments. There was the Simpson moment, and then the Mackay goal was just top shelf. Like it was, it's hard to believe that a bloke who is just has lost his way with the set shot, the way he has, when there's no thought process involved at all, it's just absolute natural instinct. He can produce a moment that is Franklin-esque in its brilliance. You don't see blokes of that size doing what he did. You just do not see it.
No.
You don't see it in this competition. No. And it was blinding.
The house down there.
It was blinding, mate. It was brilliant. Like it was, and in the end, we win by 10 points. So DeLuca had to finish, but you know, it was the Simpson dash and the brilliance of Harry, and then
late in the game, talking about the last 2 or 3 minutes, Cruz's smother on the boundary line.
His second half was
just phenomenal.
Gigantic.
And then if you go back to the tape, have a look at the last minute 40 or around about that stage, high ball into their forward line, Levi Casbolt, clunk. Just have a look at the bottom right hand corner, Murph, double fist pump. Double fist pump as if to say, yes, that's it. We've got him. And, you know, just special moments. Daisy, was there a sale on sweets on the weekend? He sold that much candy on the weekend. It was unbelievable.
It was a showreel.
It was.
It was a showreel.
And not just him too. There was a few others.
Oh, mate, there's a kid that showed to everyone who's got any doubts about him. And
Paddy
I suspect
Dow?
There's been some Carlton people prepared to doubt this kid.
Paddy Dow?
If he didn't look an AFL player, every inch an AFL player on the weekend, I don't know what you're looking at.
Oh.
I don't know what you're looking at.
No, he's definitely got the attributes, 100%.
He's just
all he needs is time and
a bit of confidence, a bit of self-belief. You know, the right players around him. Yeah. He did some pretty special things on the weekend. The way the game played out, I don't want you blokes, you go your hardest, but it wasn't a game of deep complexion, I don't reckon.
No.
It was a good old-fashioned, you know, go at
one another. The main sort of features of the game was the evenness for both sides came in the contested football department. I think both sides played that aspect well in different parts of the ground. The Saints actually had the more effective clearance and stoppage work, I thought. Marshall with his tap work, Hanbury getting back to some of that old form that they paid the big bucks for. I thought they actually took the ball away from stoppage cleaner than we did. But we sort of, Cruiser kind of managed to like doubling up so well in that last quarter the way he did. I don't know where that effort came from, but he really arm wrestled that part of the game back to us.
It was unbelievable.
When it really counted.
He won his own clearance. His own ball. Yep.
And then I thought the other two contrasting features of the game was St Kilda's reliance on scoring opportunity off rebound counter attack.
Yep.
That was really the way they looked dangerous going through the corridor. And we were really getting a lot of our goals from forward half contests and not stoppage as such, but creating enough pressure around that forward half to turn the ball over and get shots on goal. So they were two interesting aspects of the game. I think what Teague managed to do with the team either at halftime and especially at three-quarter time was probably emphasise the work rate required to prevent St Kilda around that half back line from getting out.
And I thought, oh, the tackling pressure was gigantic.
Yeah, I think we really lifted our rating in the last quarter.
Yep. No doubt about
and
that.
And we just smothered them like a fire. We just put a blanket over them. Really.
No, that's exactly what I had. You know, 73 tackles we had. I think that's pretty much through the roof. Unless there was a game maybe during the year, a bit of wet. You know, when it's wet, your tackle counts up. But the dry day, 73 tackles, plenty of pressure. The other thing was something we've been banging on of late is that when we get, and I think I'm right in saying that we got 22 contributors on the
game. I don't reckon there were too many that didn't put in at some stage.
And, you know, when we get that from our mob, mate, we'll be very hard to beat.
Mm.
Particularly
when you consider that there's probably, I don't know, you can argue on the merits of the names, but we probably had anywhere between six to eight of our starting 18. Well, out of the side.
Well, talk about that for starters. I mean, like, Weedering out, Lang comes in. Yep. There would have been a lot of heads would have been bowed then.
Oh, we can't. Well, there
can't
was
a, win. Yeah, There's no chance. You know, and you can understand why. No Jones, no Weedering.
Mm.
They've got the two forwards.
Yeah, Membry, Bruce.
Right. So we know Levi's going to go back. He did a reasonable. He actually did a very good job against them at Etihad or whatever.
Docklands. Just say Docklands.
Docklands early in the year. Plowman had to play on Membry. Look, Membry kicked three. Was Plowman disgraced?
No,
wasn't disgraced. But certainly Levi did a number on Bruce, I would imagine. It's weird.
Early on, he was playing on Stevens. I don't know what the hell was going on.
No, that was just the starting. That was just the 666.
When he was marking the ball early in the game, Stevens was the only man near him. I thought, what the hell's going on there?
He was huge, in the context of the game.
But you're right. Like, without that back line, you could throw Marchbank's name in there as well. But at the end of the day, you look at that back line, you think.
Throwing Doherty, throwing Williamson, depending on how you rate those blokes.
Yeah, exactly. But. I mean, you know, you throw Setterfield back there, a position he hasn't played for us that position. No. SPS has gone back there and holding his own. I thought Newman, really well. Thomas and Simpson were all fantastic.
Mm.
Levi was outstanding. And Plowman, you know, look, Membry probably beat him
on the day. Kicked a low-scoring game. But
probably beats him on the day. But you know what? He still did some nice things.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you one inside 50, talk about a bloke want to drill a ball inside 50. Well, I wouldn't mind pushing him up the ground a little bit from time to time and drill a ball because he finds them.
He's a good kick. I mean, now when he's got some time to balance up.
When he's got the time,
The second half of this season has been noticeable for me for some of the outgoing nature of the individuals starting to come out in their play now. Mm. And we just hadn't seen it, you know, and we kept asking ourselves, we've got introverts, they don't express themselves, they go in their shells, they're not willing to take chances. And this game, to me, was another increment above anything else that I've seen this year. And the swagger was back with the team. Like we were talking about, we've talked about the individual highlights of this game. That's the way we used to play in the Halcyon days, you know, like, some of these individual highlights, McGovern's mark, how many blind turns and balks did we see?
Incredible.
Now, not only is that great to see because guys seem to have enough confidence in themselves to take those risks, but we need to add that to our game because as flashy as those things are, good players do that week to week to buy themselves time in a game that is so hard to find time and space in. It gives you that split second to do something with the ball.
Yep.
And even Daisy's one, in the height of pressure, in the last moments of the game, he had the mindset to show candy, but he bought himself enough space to hit the next target.
That's the more important bit, isn't it?
3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months ago, he would have just banged that forward and it would have been turned over. Mm. And that's how you win a close game. You have to be able to construct those moments for yourself. I loved it. I loved all those bits and pieces.
Me too. You know, every individual out there is expressing themselves the way they feel they have to. It's not arrogance.
No, it's skill.
It's not arrogance. It's talent. It's not arrogance.
No.
At all.
No. No. Far from it.
I felt we got, on the scoreboard, every forward got on the scoreboard. Harry got one, Jack, DeLuca, Kennedy, Lang, and Dow. They all kicked goals, singles.
Mm.
And Mitch McGovern kicked three. But we got some scoreboard pressure out of every single player that played in the forward line on the day. Maybe with the exception of Fisher, who looks a little bit down at the moment. But,
he's not.
Yeah, look, could be coming towards the end of the year and whatever. And I think Walshy too, coming towards the end of the year, he might have just.
He's hit a little flat spot. You know?
It's his first year. Yep. I think he's entitled to.
But he's still, the work rate's still there. There's no shortage of him.
No.
He's just, sometimes the ball just doesn't, you don't find the ball as easily. So he's got his 18 or 19 on a weekend instead of 25, 26, you know.
But his expectations are so high.
Well, that's what we've done.
Expecting him to put 25 to 30.
No, it's been
and he might have dropped back to 18
Incredible
still,
season.
Still
you know?
Awesome to me.
Yeah.
Backline for mine, you know, with the ball in hand. Oh, look, I went through it really quickly today and it looked as if everyone's efficiency was like right up.
Somewhere between
72 and about 85% efficiency. Setterfield went at 100.
So here's an interesting one, Setterfield.
Touches.
But it doesn't matter. Think about what's happened with Setterfield. When he's probably one of the players that was directly affected by Wiedering coming out. They've probably said, listen, mate, Wiedering's out. We're going to have to drop you back. You know, you're not going to play that wing role that you've been playing. You have to play behind the footy a bit. You're probably going to have to be a bit man accountable at times. It's not what we want you to be. It's not what you're going to be, but you're going to have to do that for the team today. So the kid just goes back and he's dead set unflappable. Like the times he had to hit targets going out, he pinpointed some beautiful 45 kicks, hard up against the boundary as beautiful, those little lovely little outlet kicks, but not 15-metre kicks. They were 35, 40-metre proper kicks of the footy. He is, you can see the confidence levels rising in Will Setterfield every week. And when he has to square or win a one-on-one, he's done that a lot in the last 6 or 7 weeks.
I think
there's a huge upside in this kid. Massive upside.
There's Teague again.
Yeah.
Or whoever come up with the idea. But, you know, it's just another feather in their cap that they can say, well, we've got him as well as a swingman potentially.
If we have to. He knows he can do it now, you know.
Yep.
It doesn't need to be Jack Silvani who's been, and yeah, he gets a 2 years extension this week. So
well deserved.
Thoroughly deserved.
Yeah.
Thoroughly deserved. Yep. You know, he's still 21. He's played 60 games now. He's got to be close if he hasn't. He'd be close to 60.
Imagine that now.
He's 21 years old. He's 21. He's still 2 or 3 years away from coming into his prime.
Mm. Mm.
And the creativeness and clean – he dropped that one going back with it, but the clean-handedness of this kid.
Yeah, that was a certain goal.
Of course it was.
He takes that certain goal.
No problem.
Late in the game.
But it was his only real handling blemish of the day that I can remember.
Yeah, played no, well. Play, well, he got dropped the week after we played Brisbane.
The win. Because we had someone come back. Murphy came back.
Murph. But Teague said, no, I'll send him back. I want him to work on a few things. He's come back. If you look at his disposals in the last 6 or 7 weeks, he's gone from probably averaging about 9, 10, 11, 12 to like 16, 17, 18.
Mm. He's involved in the game now.
That's exactly
he's,
right.
He's Andy. Becoming an influential player.
Exactly. Working up, working back.
Oh, mate, for the first time in his career, I reckon opposition teams will now be going, fuck, we need to do something about Silvani.
Yeah.
We can't just let him be Mr. Fix-It with whatever they want to do with him. We need to put a bit of time into this kid now because if he gets a bit of separation, he doesn't double clutch it. And how many times have we said over the last few years how critical fumbling is? And this has been a team of fumblers. This has been a double-handling footy team for a long time.
Yeah, they have.
Our ball handling, irrespective of patterns of play and decision-making and efficiency and all that, just our ball handling has improved enormously, I reckon. Now, I don't know whether there's stats to prove that or it's just an eye thing, but it looks to me like we are just much more clean-handed. And it's not – it's Silvani, it's Gibbons, it's Dow on the weekend, it's – It's not.
We certainly had more numbers around the ball on the weekend, and it wasn't left up to Cripps.
No.
And may I say,
he sacrificed on the weekend, and what a huge huge effort to get up.
Ear infection in hospital.
Yep.
And there's no way he's going to miss that game.
No.
But still, to get out there and he lifted in the second half, I take my hat off to him, mate. That's what captains do. They play in adversity.
He'll never cry, and I know what the footy club does about this, but there were a couple of moments in the game where there's, you know, there's this other group, and there were some still frame shots that were getting sent around. He's getting mauled off the footy.
Mate.
He is, and there were two of them at times on the weekend.
Funnily enough, three or four free kicks went in the middle and went straight to them.
Yeah, he got so he sort of half retaliates.
Possibly.
I think he's also starting to throw his hands up a bit occasionally.
You can probably understand why.
A few people around me were noticing that as well.
Well, I can understand why. He needs some protection.
I know why, but he can't let that stop the way he plays.
Look, I've got to say, I felt in the first half that we continually, or Cruz, continually went in Cripps's direction when he was trying to palm the ball down. So I thought in the second half perhaps that changed up a little bit, and he may have said, well,
you take two of them, and I'll flip it out to one who's got the extra.
And has the ball many times the himself. How do you win?
Work around stoppages was interesting. Like our play was for Cruz to tap forward towards the boundary line. That was basically where we wanted the ball. So defensive sort of stoppages, if you probably think that through, rather than attacking. Marshall was intent on either clearing it to the sides or at the back. So he was sort of a more, I don't know what their, you know, what their structures and gameplay was around, but it was interesting watching the effectiveness of both ruckmen, because they, around stoppages, I think they broke even. Clearance.
Yeah, I don't think that was a massive part of the game.
No, but it was interesting to
watch.
Yeah,
it always is.
Watched to see what they're trying to do with the players around them.
Yep.
Sometimes Cruz would tap and no one was there at all. And I think they just didn't set up properly in time before the ball was thrown in. Sometimes players, like I saw Cripps run off the ground at a stoppage on a throw-in. He ran off on the interchange bench and then suddenly we were down the right people around the ball at that stoppage. That was interesting. But, yeah.
I thought in a game, I take on board what you're saying, but I reckon it was around the ground and there were moments when, you know, a telling mark had to be taken or a big spoil or the smother or whatever it might have been. And, again, I didn't do a count of these because I just didn't do a count of it. But I reckon in the second half it would have been 15 Cruiser, maybe one Marshall. I can't remember Marshall having a significant contribution in the second half. No. Where I can remember Cruiser everywhere. He was everywhere.
Marshall's influence was limited to tapping the ball.
That was it.
After the first half, pretty much.
No, I think he started well,
but after that.
Yeah, no. I thought the influence those two players had around the ground. I thought Cruiser had in a game that was, as we said before, tight and one on the margins. I thought his influence on the game was as profoundly important as any other player on the ground.
Without doubt.
Well,
without doubt.
Then the other big bloke.
Oh.
The other big bloke, I can't even put it into words anymore. He's playing like a champion of the game. He's playing like a big champion of the game at the moment.
Try and come up with a name that can play forward, can go back and play in the ruck in the game at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling.
I'm
struggling to come up with a name.
If he was
apart from Levi Casbolt.
If he was 3 years younger, he would and free agent, because he is, right? He's unrestricted free agent, I think. He would be unbelievably hot property. He would have clubs falling over themselves to get him out. Should we get 3, 4, 5 years of this from this bloke? Now he's 30, or is he 29, rising 30?
Rising 30, I think, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's unrestricted free agent. I've got my paper. I think he is. No one's talking about him, but
Brett Ratton knew he was out there.
Mate,
I'll tell you right now.
Did he what?
We need to find a way hanging on. I think we need to find a way hanging on to him.
What do you mean find a way?
Well, he can walk, mate, and go anywhere he likes.
He won't be going anywhere.
I think he was thinking about it a year or two ago because he was disgruntled.
Well, somebody's going to offer him some money.
I've got a feeling you wouldn't rip him out of the place with a crowbar.
Well, I hope, mate. But this is, I hope we just look
up. Carlton supporter.
I understand that, but I just want to, we need to look after him.
He's a lifetime Carlton supporter. He was a supporter before he came to us.
He'll be staying.
He's a professional footballer, and he's probably got one big contract left in him.
He'll be staying.
How quickly can 1 year of football change? It's enormous. 180 degrees away from where he was last year.
He's a different player, mate.
His agility. What about his agility?
But it's his ball use. Oh. He's picking off. And every now and again, you think he's going to, he's found the man. No worries. His ball use is solid.
Yep.
His mark, his influence around contests is as.
Some massive spoils tonight in the game, too. Mm. Some big spoils out of the top.
Gigantic
smash packs. Yeah. He absolutely smashed them, he did.
I don't know how many times I criticised him for not playing as a big
man. Like a big man, exactly.
Like splitting packs, and now he just does the right things every time.
And he's accepting the responsibility. Like, he had to play that with Wietering out and the decimated back line that we had out there. Yeah. He had to produce the game. We don't win.
No, of course not.
Like, if you think of the players who have swung that result, have helped Carlton win that game, everybody does their bit. But there's probably only
three or four,
I reckon, who made the difference. And he was one of the players who made a difference, I reckon.
Levi, Cruiser, I thought Murphy was outstanding.
Murphy was fantastic.
I thought Ed Curno was sensational. Without getting any of the polish and the end results and the glamour, he was unbelievable on the weekend, I thought.
I mean, I don't think he was unbelievable. I just thought he was typically outstanding.
I just thought he was unbelievable at getting front and centre to nearly every contest when the ball was kicked to the next transition.
But that's not unbelievable with him, because that's what he
does.
But
the effectiveness of that.
Yeah, I thought he was really good.
He was one grab off the pack nearly every time.
Thought he was really good.
And I just thought he was brilliant. And 9 tackles for the match, my God,
we'll get to the votes a bit later, but I probably had 4 better than him, Ed, on the day. But I thought they were all... Oh, there was – look, he was – he's had a strong season.
I'll tell you what, there was a bloke who, had he have stayed on the park for the whole match, he was going as good as anyone in Mick Gibbons.
Yeah.
He was flying, mate. He was absolutely flying. After he'd done the shoulder, he did come back on, but had little influence. But, mate, he was up and back, up and back. I think he'd had about 17 before he went off.
Mm.
So I thought his influence on the game, again, without having a lot from Cripper, which I do think, you know, at least Cripper worked his way into the game late when we needed him. But I thought Gibbons was outstanding up until he hurt his shoulder.
Mm. I thought he's good. I'm sort of coming to expect that from Gibbons a bit now. You thought it was elevated on that?
Yeah, because I felt like he was in the back pocket. Next minute, he was in the forward pocket.
Oh, he's a machine.
Like in terms of his running capacity.
He'll be, and imagine how much better he'll be next year. You'll get a proper tailored AFL preseason now. He won't be a late call-up.
I thought Lockie O'Brien, he got on the bike, the wheels were going. Oh, I thought he was outstanding. Showed what he's there for.
Yep, yep.
Get on your bike. Use those wheels and kick that left foot. Mitch McGovern, he looks
Andrew Russell.
He looks a different player.
Well, he is.
I thought at one stage when he was going for the ball that he was on skates going across the turf. Like, it was just, no. I actually didn't even know who it was.
I'd love to know, I mean, his body shape has changed. It has actually physically changed in 5
significantly.
Weeks.
Significantly.
I think 5 weeks.
Mm. Yep. I wish he hadn't gone after that second grab because Simo
was going to
kick that goal. But everyone's allowed a mistake.
If he'd taken the mark, it would have been sensational. But,
you see what the potential is.
He'll
be a better player when Charlie Curnow's back in the side. He'll just be a better player.
That's a dangerous forward line
itself there. That's it. And he's mobile enough to be used higher up. He can be dangerous deeper. On the last line, if he wants to be used that way. The three of them, the amazing potential of those three, Mackay, Curno, and McGovern, is just how mobile they are. Like, they are, there's not one lanky, there's not one cumbersome stay at home, you know, sort of straight line, train track type player amongst them. They have got sideways movement. They've all got tricks. They're all dynamic. They are going to be. In a perfect world, they are going to be match-up nightmares for opposition teams.
You're not wrong.
Absolute nightmares.
Yes, let's hope that works out the way it looks on paper.
Yeah, well, that's all you can hope for, you know. I mean,
you know, we're actually that ladder that Fee was doing. Mm-hmm. We're still in the seventh, percentage of 103.4. I think we're averaging about 81 points with Teague. So, you know, he's made little changes. There's no doubt he's made some, well, significant changes, but there are changes that he's made that have made us way more competitive, way more dangerous. And, Andy, you wanted a percentage of mid-80s at the start of the year. I think they're about 87.
Yep.
I mean, Gex wanted competitiveness, won 7 games of football. Look, I don't want to go back on old ground, and I don't want to, you know, disrespect anyone. But if David Teague, if he had been the coach from the start of the season, round one, I dare say, and it's, you know, debatable, I dare say we would be knocking right on the door of the eight. Yeah. That's, you know, it's debatable, it's hypothetical, but the way they're playing at the moment, 6 out of 10, it's very conceivable that we would have been knocking on the door this year.
Oh, we get a chance to do it for a full year next year.
I don't want to get to the finals before we're ready. I don't think we're ready even yet, personally. But
Were the doggies ready when they won the flag?
Well,
they fell into the eight?
Then they're clearly a better group of players than we are at the moment if they won a grand final.
We should have beaten them twice this year.
Beat them by 40 points and should have won the second time. Anyway, look, I think if we can secure some players over the next coming trade period and we get natural improvement from quite a few youngsters that we have, bloody hell, I think next year we will be right on the door.
We just need a run of...
Now, the Brisbane Lions won 5 games last year. They're on top of the ladder. We beat them this year. It's all up here.
Well, there's a bit more than that. I think it's more than that.
I think mindset is you can see from round to round, from week to week, if you don't bring it, you get beat these days.
Look, you can't afford to get ahead of yourself. But the one thing that you
certainly not getting ahead of myself. I'm just thinking that if the stars align, we're a chance of making
the
eight.
The reason I won't tell you not that you're an idiot for thinking that. The reason I'll tell you that you're not an idiot for thinking that is because
I probably am an idiot.
No, because there is the required talent. I think the required talent is there.
Yep.
With the addition of a player or two. Mm. And further natural improvement that comes with another year in the system.
Yep.
I think the natural talent is there. We need to be another 4 or 5 win better off next year than we are this year. And if we win another 4 or 5 next year than we won this year, then we will be knocking on the door of the eight.
Because
that'll give us 11 or 12.
I think that's what I was saying.
I know, but I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying the reason we shouldn't be afraid to have that as an ambition is because we have the talent.
Yep.
We have an elite, we have a couple of elite tall defenders. We have an emerging elite array of forwards, tall forwards. We need to get some more depth at ground level. We have an emerging batch of midfielders who need another experienced addition. We need one more in there to just give the little ones, the younger ones, some time.
Yeah, look, Doc would be unbelievable.
Well, he's the one. I mean, if you could get him, and it depends on who you speak to and what hour of the day you speak to, we've got no chance.
It's all over the shop now.
No matter who you speak to, there's a thousand different states of play with him. So just wait for him to let you know. But I will say this. I said this to you last night. The one thing about Coniglio, and this doesn't mean Carlton, this could equally mean Hawthorn or someone we don't even know about yet. But if he is going to stay at GWS, why wouldn't he have already announced that? They need a shot in the arm. Their season's flagging at the moment. If Steve Coniglio is going to stay a Giant, why wouldn't he just say, I'm here, boys, I'm committed for another 5 years. Get out there and go hard.
And, well,
whatever positive momentum you can get out of me committing, use it. As every day gets closer to their season being over,
he'll be leaving.
We get closer to Coniglio saying, I didn't want to say anything until the season was over, but I'm leaving. Now, whether that means them, Hawthorn, who know how to land their man, or it's us, time's going to tell. But I know this for a fact. We're having a massive crack. Hey, Matt, we're having a real go.
Yeah.
We're trying all sorts of different things. Yeah. But
all sorts of different things.
Oh, well, you know, just in terms of front-loading salary, this and that and blah, blah, blah. We might be equally having a crack at Jack Martin. We might be equally having a crack at Tom Papley. Mm. We might equally be having a crack at someone we don't even know about yet. So
happens every year, the same discussions about different names, and 90% of the time we're disappointed, so I'm not even going to play.
The only thing I'll say about this year being different than the last five.
The come down's pretty hard.
Well, you either play or you don't, and if you don't, that's fine, no worries, but it's a big part of
playing in the discussions.
All chips are in.
All chips in. And here's the one thing that I know is that this club and this team right now are a far more attractive option to somebody from outside of Carlton than it has been for the last 5 years.
Oh, I'd agree with that.
A far more attractive option.
On and off the field.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you look.
Everywhere, mate. Like, if you come to Carlton now, it's a much better environment you're walking into than it would have been 3 years ago.
Yep, definitely. Well, the appointment of David Teague, you know.
But it's not only that. What did Clarkson say last night? Did Clarkson say
that he's talked to him?
But no. Did Clarkson say there's another one from Hawthorn coming that we've got?
Sorry?
Clarkson said we pinched another one from Hawthorn, but he didn't say who it was.
Clarkson said?
Clarkson. Is this on? Are your ears painted on?
What did he say?
Clarkson said, I don't know, wherever he was last night, I don't know what show he's on, but he said that you've got Andrew Russell, you pinched another one of
theirs. Yeah, they did, yeah. A lady.
Do you know who it is?
Keep talking. By doing that, I can hear you because I've got fucking cans on.
Can me say
so I can still hear
the same
you.
Thing
when
four
you go
times.
Like that, right? Yeah. You know when you go like that. Yeah. That's if you've got cans on.
No, but it's for the effect of people listening.
Malaka.
Well, I'm saying the same. Making me say the same thing four times, you goose. Who was? What does she do? What position does she occupy? This lady. Come on, man! What are you doing?
Well, keep talking.
I just thought it was interesting in the game visually on the weekend as well. The first kick out for the day, Daisy's barreled one up the guts.
Yeah, it was interesting.
So that clearly was a discussion point of sorts. That was a set play because Cruiser and Harry were sitting under the ball when he kicked that out in the middle. And I also like the fact that the forward line movement was much more dynamic this week. The very first forward entry we had, there were players running left, right and centre in that forward line trying to create some chaos. And I really hope they keep going with that because we created 13 marks inside 50 this week. And that's a pretty high number
for
us.
Yeah, it is a good number. Yeah, it is.
So they did try things, which is what I've been asking and wanting to see, and I was really happy with that part of the game as well.
Sports Psych.
Sports
Taylor Kavanagh?
Tara Kavanagh, sports psychologist.
There you go, good.
There's another one we pinched.
Good. Well, they want to come to Carlton.
Yeah. Well, I hope they don't pinch what we want.
Well, they might very well do that. We'll just go for another one. We'll keep loading up and we'll keep having a go. Keep going back to the well.
Yeah. The Carlton roar, the fans, 52,000 got there.
I'm glad you mentioned
this. It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I know that we've been through the halcyon days. We know that. Big crowds. And I'm sure the roar was raucous back then. Right now, it just feels like it's like 15 or 20 years of frustration from everyone. Yep. And, like, the roar's coming from the belly and out.
We finally had a highlights package, though.
There was
probably eight individual incidents that you got out of your seat for on the weekend. And that's what used to happen when we went to the footy every week back in the day.
That's true.
You know, we've been dying to see this again. Yeah. The sounds coming out of the crowd for the last 3 years have been either boos at the umpire or dismay at what they were watching off their own bloody players.
Groans.
So thank God it turned into a bloody celebration for once. Mm.
The 73 tackles we had, I reckon each of the 73 tackles, everyone in the crowd went up, I reckon we got one. I reckon we got one for the day.
One holding the ball.
Talking about tackles.
It wasn't much, one or two.
Talking about tackles. I'm sure in the first half of the year we kept criticising this very nature of what we could and couldn't do tackling-wise.
Oh, we did.
No doubt about it.
We allowed so many tackles to slip through.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Routinely.
What the freaking hell has happened here? It's the same group of players.
Mate,
Oh, bar a couple of more seasoned bodies, one or two seasoned bodies.
But it's the same bunch.
What is going on?
I always think that tackling's a mindset thing. It's a mindset thing. How hard do you want to stick it? How hard do you want to hang on?
This comes down to all of this unknown between the ears crap, isn't it?
The desperation we showed in the last quarter.
Darcy Lang.
Serious desperate. Well, yeah, he's three efforts. Yeah. He's three efforts, right? And again, I don't know his numbers. I can't imagine they were great.
No, and he's probably not going to get votes, but you know, he's stuck them when they have to get stuck. You know, yeah. Like the one out with was a I don't know who it was, Billings or whoever, but if he or a member the one out halfway, that guy gets out. That's a goal. It's a walk-in goal.
Wouldn't have happened over two months ago.
He just did not let him go. No, it was brilliant. It was great.
But it's all those desperate acts, you know, Simos and the Newmans and the Thomas, all the desperate acts, you know, even SPS and SPS, again, probably didn't have huge numbers, but what he did with the ball in moments you thought in the past that would have slipped through.
He goes now. Yeah. When it's his turn, he doesn't even think about it, doesn't hesitate. He's in there like a bloody rabbit down a hole now.
I tell you, I've got, you know.
I love it.
Someone used the word the other week. I was talking to someone, and they used the word he's consolidated. Well, he's certainly done that.
But stand by. He'll add to this repertoire.
I was about to say.
Yeah, he'll add to this
repertoire. You know, the one element that he's got left, and I reckon it's bound to happen. He's going to find his feet and he's going to run through holes. He's going to do what Simo did on the weekend.
It'll be the passing of the baton.
He's got tricks that we haven't even seen yet.
I've no doubt.
Yeah, I thought his game was solid. I've probably seen better ones from him, but I mean, I don't know. Look, I don't know all the matchups. I don't know all the matchups. So I have no idea who they're playing on. How would you know these days?
Well,
I don't really care, to be honest with you, unless they're absolutely getting on top of someone. But I thought he was just, like, superb in moments where I thought, had it have been someone else, it might have slipped through the crack.
Mm.
But not with him.
No.
He got a hand in late or a low ball. Just does the right things. You know, you love the ball in his hands, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. But he is now turning chaos into calm.
Mm.
That's sort of what he's becoming.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
You know what I mean?
I'm glad you're here, Andy.
Not always, but sometimes that's what he's doing. You know, like you want him around the mess because that's what he's good at doing.
The coach's reaction to the Harry goal?
Yeah, it's good.
Mm. It's good. First time I've seen him smile on the box.
Yeah,
he's got the job. Now you can smile, Tiggy. Yep.
You know what he said? He said, I taught him how to do that.
He
was a forward line coach.
If anyone wants me to fix, I'll fix Harry Mackay in 5 minutes.
Go on.
I'll fix him in 5 minutes.
He's gone.
I'll fix him in 5 minutes.
It's like a golfer's golf swing at the moment.
He's so worried about where the ball's going to end up that he doesn't even think about kicking the ball properly.
Mm.
He needs to go back to just line yourself up, mate, and then just concentrate on kicking the ball properly. Don't worry about anything. Just kick. Do it once.
Put your head over
it. Do it once, and because the ball's not even coming off his boot properly anymore. He can kick the ball
six. The arc of his legs going left to right.
It's horrible.
In golfer's term, it's going outside in.
It's terrible, mate.
And he's slicing the ball.
He is a beautiful kick.
I'm a lefty, yeah. Right? And I've watched him closely on the replay. And I reckon he's when I had the yips, it was rare. I recall making sure that I line myself up and then head over it.
Mm.
And I mean, keep your head over it.
Yeah.
Kick it, and then by all means, your head can come up. I think he's lifting his head. Just focus. He's kicking
all he's got to do. All he needs to worry about.
He's pulling away too.
We're worried. I've been talking about the ball in his hands and routines and all that sort of stuff.
No,
all of that's great. Wind it back another step. Just make sure you kick it properly. I know that sounds so simple, but just make sure you make all you're going to do is contact. Make good contact.
That's it.
If he makes
hit
good
the
contact,
well, yeah. if it goes to the right or goes to the left,
it's going to go closer than what it is.
Exactly. He will kick it.
Exactly.
At the moment, he's a 55-metre kick who is kicking the ball 40 metres.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's because he's so nervous and tight.
He's not even hitting it.
No.
Hit it first and worry about where it goes afterwards.
That's all you need to do.
Even if you're putting the MCC members.
Don't worry.
At least you hit it well.
Just hit it properly.
Hit it nice.
Just hit it properly, yeah. mate, and then the rest will take care of itself.
I'm with you.
I swear to God, mate. Give me a bag of balls.
Well, as Gecko said,
Harry, send me a direct message. We won't even tell Russell. I'll meet you at a footy ground.
But we've got Savrocka down there.
No.
The bit that angers
he needs another
voice. The bit that angers me is it's round 23.
Oh no, it's worse.
It's a long season, and there's a long time going Monday to Friday to the bloody train. It's not acceptable.
Have you heard any little rumours, abductor?
Oh, I don't know. That could be an issue.
I've heard that. If
he's playing hurt.
Heard that, Gex.
Okay, well,
he's getting over the ground well. Jeez, he covers a lot of ground.
But sometimes it's the kicking motion. If that is the case, then I take all of what I've just said back.
Well, I don't know. I've heard it.
Well, you're putting it out here in a public forum.
He was out with a groin a couple of weeks ago.
So if that is the case, I take it back. Oh, hello.
Beg your pardon.
I take it back, and that is worth putting it. That is the out.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
Yeah,
are we done with this game? Because there's something I want to mention outside of us from the weekend.
Ooh.
And this is as good a piece of news as I heard today.
Ooh. Okie dokie.
And it's not Ross Lyon getting sacked. And the fact that we've already appointed our coach.
Yeah.
So the temptation doesn't exist.
No, I'm on the game itself. I think it was.
Just get her off there.
It's all good. It's all good. Gex, you got anything else there, mate?
Can I say bravo? And I wonder if Brett Ratten had something to do with this. So he's playing his first game for St Kilda on the weekend.
Oh, yes, I heard you on
Sam Rowe.
Really? Oh, well done.
Sam Rowe's playing his 100th game on the weekend.
Awesome. Well, that is that fills me with joy.
I love it. It made me, as soon as I heard that today, that just made me extremely happy.
Oh, I got
tingles.
I got tingles just thinking about it.
He's such a decent man.
Yeah.
And,
that's great.
I would love to think that Brett Ratten has had there's a clip. St Kilda's put the clip out about the games they were playing, and they had to answer a question about a bird that can fly backwards, and Sam got the question right, and whoever got the question right played that week. So he's in, and that's just fantastic.
Good on him. Yep. Good on him. Absolutely deserved.
I just hope he doesn't get to play on Franklin. And if he does, I hope he slaughters him. And I just pray to God that Franklin doesn't kick 15 or 12 or 10 and have a day.
Sammy will have a go. You know what he'll
do.
He'll have a go.
I don't know him well, but I've met him a few times. And he's just a very decent human being. He's had to come through. He's had to do it the hard way, Sam Rowe. So.
We haven't discussed the Daisy situation.
Yeah, well, it's –
I was surprised when I heard it announced.
I was surprised.
Yep. He was certainly I've got a lot of spare time on my hands. I'd go through the list and who I think and who I don't think. And
There'll be others.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
If I'm preempting what you're about to say.
No, I looked on the list and I thought, well, you know, ticks, crosses. I had him as a tick.
Yeah, so
I had him as getting another year.
No doubt.
I was very surprised, but now that the decision's been made, you would have thought that the decision was thought through long and hard, would you not?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
maybe not, because, you see, you make a decision also based on the fact that you want to give the guy the right send-off if you're going to make the call. That was our last home game. So maybe that had something to do with it as well. Maybe it was rushed through because, if we do this, then you might not get a chance to say goodbye.
No.
I don't know.
You don't rush through that.
Well,
you don't.
Certainly made a song and dance about it once it was announced.
Yeah, but you don't rush that. You're not rushing that through just to get in for round 22.
It felt rushed because no one saw it coming.
Well, it doesn't mean it's rushed.
I don't know because I'm not inside the club.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure they've been talking about it for a while. And
so no chance of a backflip.
Well, who knows? Of course, there's a chance.
You could get picked up as a rookie. I mean, there's nothing stopping that from happening.
From us?
Yeah, it's happened before.
There's a chance.
It's happened before.
They will have their reasons.
But Daisy, the way Daisy spoke after the game, it sounded to him like he was done and dusted at Carlton. To me,
yeah. Well, they've told him that he's not getting a contract.
So, but he might have had an inkling if Tarleton had sort of said, look, we might consider picking you up later in the draft. But
hadn't thought of that.
I don't reckon they do what they've done if they think they're going to pick him up. I think they think he's done at Carlton.
Right, okay.
I think that's what they think.
So the notion of a backflip for me, I personally wouldn't like the backflip because then it just looks ridiculous on their behalf.
You know, it's possible, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, it is. You're asking, is it possible? It is possible.
But I don't
think it'll happen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Look, there's always more to a decision than meets our eye. Like,
yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of factors that they probably
didn't think Levi was going to have such a good year. They probably thought he was going to have his last year. Mm. They didn't know Simo was going to go on. Then you got Thomas. You got, as you've already said, we've got Cruiser and Murphy and Ed, maybe verging on getting close to 30. So many 30-plus-year-olds do you want on the list?
No, that's right.
So they've got a process in place. Mm. He, yeah.
Yep.
But it was, it came as a surprise.
Look,
a lot.
Everybody, no one's going to disagree with the fact that he's probably playing the best footy
at our club.
What he's producing now is the best footy he's played at our club. I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
That's the hard part to swallow, I guess. Isn't
and
it?
You know what? If another emerging club sees a need, then good luck to him. Go up there and do your best and look after yourself and, you know, stay fit and sound and do all the right things off the field. And hopefully the good times will keep happening for you for another year on the field, you know. So the McKay name, not Mackay, McKay, young Abby kicked two late goals to get a result for us.
Did she really?
She kicked two goals in the last 6 minutes to win the match for us.
That's fantastic.
They've had a hell of a year. They've had a disappointing year, the girls. But one to go. They beat the Darabin Falcons.
They beat Darabin?
Yeah, they're going no good.
No good?
No. But Abby McKay, who I haven't, because of work, haven't been able to see them for the last 6 weeks, I reckon. But she was getting herself into a very nice little rhythm of footy in the midway part of the season. So hopefully she's headed for a decent AFLW season coming up.
Terrific.
Very good. VFL, disappointing finish.
Yep.
They got beaten by the Box Hill Hawks. It was ordinary conditions.
Wind affected, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Kicked 2-5 with the wind in the first quarter.
That hurts.
That's pretty much game over.
That's the ball game.
The opposition kicked 10-22 on the day, 8-17, what was it, 18-39 on the day. Best players were Sam Fisher and from a Carlton point of view, to half-time Cunningham after half-time.
Just ran out of legs.
Oh, jeez. Yep. Tom DeConning probably kind of our best.
So Lang's out. Lang's out this week.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's out. He's done. He's hurt his ankle. So who?
Same one as last time.
I don't know. Right. So who comes in? If you're going to pick a small sort of forward, someone who can play small, you know, pressure role in the forward line.
Okay. Well, there's one, but you won't like.
Does he deserve it? Pressure's not his. He doesn't lay a tackle. I'd bring Stocker in.
Yeah, I'd go Stocker
forward.
I'd throw someone else.
Play Fisher forward.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
If that's what they want to do.
Okay.
He could play Cetaphil's role, basically.
Yeah. They could play Tom DeConning.
Another tall.
Well, I don't know. Is Wiedering coming back?
Chance.
Oh, okay. So Wiedering comes
Wiedering's,
back, no.
Wiedering's likely.
Right.
Okay. Lang's out and Gibbons is a fitness test. So we're recording this on Tuesday night. So that's where they're up there now. Whether there was an update beyond what I'd been told earlier in the day, I don't know. But that's what I'd.
I just thought if you wanted to stretch, if you didn't want to play Levi in the ruck as a second ruck with Cruz, you bring Tommy DeConning in, go Harry, Tommy and Mitch, possibly.
Sure. But I think we need speed. You need league speed against
Geelong. Yeah, it's not a great mix. I just thought perhaps if you wanted to run out see of him. There's a kid that they're playing from the Northern Blues called Kyle Quirk.
So he got a heap of footy on the weekend.
Grandson of
Brian.
He got a few touches too.
25, if you don't mind. Got 20 the week before. Going well.
I did watch him once.
Halfback
flinker.
Okay. Really defends hard.
He goes hard, yeah.
Yeah, he's only 18, 19, skinny. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, he plays the percentages and does really well.
Good.
Does everything really well. Not no tricks. He's got no tricks, but he does everything well.
Can he juggle?
I heard he can.
Okay, well, that's all I need to know.
Spin plates.
All right. Mm. So he has got a trick.
Mm.
Oh, good. Well, okay, well, there's one to look out for.
Yeah. Well, he's a Northern Blues listed player, so.
Well, if you're a fan of the Northern Blues, there's one to look out for.
Yeah, I think he's number.
Where does he play his footy when he doesn't play for the Northern Blues?
No, good question.
Northcote Park.
No idea.
McLeod.
No idea.
Okay. So if you're interested, you can find out and go and watch him down there.
Yeah.
No, good. Anything else?
Not really. Not votes. Really, Andy. No. I went okie dokie. Votes. I gave 3 4s. For me, it was Levi, Cruiser, and Murph, all 4. I gave 3 votes to Cripps because he got out there and did his bit and sacrificed his game, but played the game. Played the game. He could have easily put his hand up and said, nah, it's too hard for me today. That's not his in his makeup. 3 to Newman, Simo, Daisy. I thought they held up the back line really well. Then I gave 2s to Mitch McGovern, Harry, DeLuca, Jack, Ed Curno, Gibbons, O'Brien, SPS, Dow. The rest get 1.
Lovely.
I thought it was an awesome performance. You know, they're the kind of wins that can shape your season next year. So we'll
good.
See what happens.
Lovely.
I had Levi top of the pyramid standalone, 4 votes, 3 votes each to Murphy, Ed Curno, Cruiser, Daisy, Harry and McGovern, 2 votes each to Simo, Cripps, Newman, Dow, SBS and Soss, and 1 each to Walsh, O'Brien, Gibbons, DeLuca, Kennedy, Plowman and Lang.
4 votes to Casbolt, Cruiser, 3 votes to Murphy, Simpson, 2 votes to Newman, Mackay, Curno, Silvani, Dow, McGovern, Thomas and Samo, and 1 vote to Cripps, O'Brien, DeLuca, Setterfield and Gibbons. So Lukey Ryan, there's one to go. And
I think he's got it.
Oh, mate, he's – oh, yeah.
I think he's got it.
It's going to be – yeah, how far in front will he be now?
No, I think
he's having up Friday.
I think he's got it. I think Cripps is going to get it.
Yep. And thanks, Luke, again.
Yeah, absolutely. Next week, boys, against the Cats down at ABCD.
Kidinia Park.
Yeah. I have trouble with all these, Andy. I live in the past.
Just call it Kidinia Park, mate. Unless GMHBA want to sponsor us, they can stick their branding right up their ass.
Never use
a
sponsor.
It's Kidinia Park, mate.
Shit oval.
It's a great place, but it's Kidinia
Park. I've never been in my life. In my life, I've never been to Kidinia Park.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I've never been in my life.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I still won't go.
Right.
But look, whatever the score is at three-quarter time, I don't expect us to get over the line in this game. I expect that will be highly competitive.
Yeah.
But whatever the score is at three-quarter time, I want them to finish that last quarter off the way they should, and that is given absolute commitment, effort, and leave no stone unturned. This is a Teague-run operation.
Yeah.
That's how he played. That's how you play on the weekend. Last quarter, you give it everything. If you're 5 down, 4 down, whatever. Whatever the score is, I just want them to finish off that last 30 minutes.
I'd expect
full
that.
Of running.
Yep, agreed.
Just before we sign off, I'm just going to shout out to any listeners interested in a present for a friend, family or a loved one. You could do nothing better than get a 3RRR subscription. They're having their subscription period right now. Highly recommend you get somebody who might be like-minded involved. From personal experience, it's a gift that will pay back for the rest of your life. Just sort of throw it in there.
Good man.
No, lovely.
No, outstanding.
Just a shout out to the president, Mark Ladudici.
Did he make some runs for Australia? He caught one in the head, didn't he?
No, that's Labuschagne.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
now, this is the president of the Carlton Footy Club. I want to thank him very, very much for the invitation to the president's lunch for my daughter Fiona and Tom Wilson. Had a wonderful day. I didn't drink the bar dry. I stayed very, very sober. But it was a lovely gesture. And I'm glad the day worked out for all of us.
Excellent. Well done. That's it. Carlton Show done and dusted. Round 22 in the bag. Round 23 Cats back next week to wrap it all up. Blue Baggers, have a great week. Bye for now.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous old Dark Blues.
Stuff for your face and body? It's men's skincare with a purpose. Top quality Aussie-made grooming and skincare to help guys look and feel great with no hassles. Plus, Stuff is helping mental health too. Find Stuff at Woolworths or visit websiteofstuff.com.